Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So, Jamie, we've got on...
We're getting on at the moment.
We've got on recently.
Yeah, we've got on a little bit.
And, but we've got on...
Oh.
We've got who we've got on the podcast.
Today.
Yes, we've got a...
We've got a guest on.
We've got a guest.
Yeah, I know we got a
guest everyone
on.
who's listening now knows this because it's in the title.
Yeah, so I don't know why we like try and pretend to tease it.
Well, I thought, I won't do that anymore.
Well, why don't you just try and tease it a little bit more? Go on, tease it in.
She's German.
Mm-hmm.
She's Herman.
Mm-hmm.
And she's Sperman.
Sophie Herman, everyone. No, listen, today's podcast is super exciting. We've got Sophie Herman on, one of our good friends. She is German.
She is.
The only problem was, dude, I feel I'm a little, because of our touring and things like that, I feel a little bit sick at the moment. So I don't.
Sick of me?
No, not sick of you. Never sick of you, just a little bit tired. I'm very,
oh, really?
Very tired and sick at the moment.
Well, do you know what? I think that may have something to do with you going to bed really late and waking up too early.
Yeah, that's probably what it's got to do with it. But
and probably all of the...
But listen, what I can say is that I'm still moving, I'm still living, I'm still kicking, so I have nothing to complain about, and we got a podcast to do. However, I also got to tell you one thing, Francis. I thought we should do this. Now, how much do you love our listeners?
More than most things.
Yeah.
More than most things in life.
Yeah.
I think that's an honest answer, because I wouldn't say... I love them more than life itself, but they actually encompass life as well. They make up part of my life. So when I say that I love life, I'm also saying I love my listeners. So
all right. Okay, that was a good little briefing right there. But I thought we'd do something for them because, you know, what we love the fact that we get listens, but I thought we'd play a little competition with our listeners.
Play a little competition?
Yeah, play a little competition with them, where basically what we want to do is we want to, okay, get our listener, whoever it is out there, we're going to invite them to the studio to have like a recording with us, to hang out with us, to do a private parts episode with us, but they have to do one thing.
What's the thing
they have to do for us is they have to try and get as many subscribers as they can to the podcast.
All right.
So the person, out of all
of us... How are they going to prove that?
Well, then they prove it to us. That's what they have to send us proof that they have got...
How are they going to prove that?
A picture or a video or people subscribing or whatever it is. Just, you know what? We're not really going to, you know, we don't want actual definite proof. We just want people out there to spread the word and someone...
Oh, so it's not a real competition.
We just want to make people... have a great time and to spread the word and the love of private parts. So someone out of our listeners who does that and we think they are the deserved winner, we're going to invite them into the studio and have a little session with us.
All right. So there's no, you know, it's basically we're watching and we notice these things is what you're saying. And
basically,
if you spread the word, we'll notice and we'll.
Yeah, that's it. And we haven't said this as well. If you, you know, we would love you to subscribe. We'd love you to spread the word if you want to. If you don't want to, that's fair enough. But we really love it if you could. And also if you could,
guys are why we do this.
So. Yeah. And also if you could write a comment and give us a star rating, all those kind of stuff. That
would be
freaking...
5-star rating.
Yeah.
We just said a star. That's one star.
We would love a 5-star rating.
Yeah.
That's true.
Don't say give us a star rating because that's exactly what we don't want.
Yeah, that is true.
For the 5-star rating. If you think, you know, we want anyone honest ratings.
5-star rating. Don't rate us unless you're going to give us 5 stars.
Yeah.
Basically what we're saying is.
Yeah.
But the competition is live now. Beep. That was the sound of the button of the live competition.
It sounded like you just going beep.
It wasn't. I'll press it again. Did you hear that?
It sounded like, yeah, anyway.
That wasn't me. Listen, this is me making the noise. Beep. And this is the computer.
You just sound like a checkout.
Well, I'm checking out of you right now.
What?
That sounded very weird. Right, we've got Sophie Herman on the podcast. Thank you guys for always listening. Thank you for being so
Sophie,
awesome.
Sophie, we can't wait for you to be here with us. We're looking forward to this. Is going to be...
She literally just left the room. And
she's going to be... No, but we put this before the podcast. So
okay, pretend you don't know. Pretend you haven't spoken to her yet.
I think this is going to be one of the best podcasts we've ever had. So I can't wait. Sophie, I can't wait to speak to you in person.
So creepy.
What?
Hey, teared up nice and creepily.
Sophie, we can't wait till you're here, and it's going to be great. You're going to enjoy it.
Hey guys, this is Private Parts, and this is Sophie Herman. Enjoy.
Tune in.
They're already tuning in. I just wanted to make it dramatic.
All right, just don't go anywhere.
Just carry on
listening.
They're not going anywhere. They got their headphones on their ears. Just let me do it dramatically, right?
Yeah.
So don't say anything.
Okay.
This is Private Parts with Sophie Herman. Enjoy.
Here we go.
No, just don't. Why would you do that? Let me just do it. Make it dramatic.
Sorry, yeah.
This is Private Parts with Sophie Herman. Enjoy.
Enjoy.
You're a douche.
Are we ready?
If you stop making out with the microphone, maybe.
Can you stop eating in the microphone? It's actually a horrible sound.
What is wrong? Like, what is wrong with eating in the microphone?
Everything. It's like the number one rule in radio is not eating in front of a microphone.
Like even on the phone, I think it's rude.
You should know that with your...
Is that the number one rule in radio, or is the number one rule...
Especially chocolate is like the one number one no-no. Don't eat chocolate.
Okay, hang on a second. So what's worse? Okay, fine. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Both close your eyes, gone. So what am I eating in this thing? Close your eyes and don't look.
Well, I can see you've got chocolate in your hand.
And I've got fruit, so I'm going to tell you so we're going to find out which one I'm eating. So don't look. Promise you're not looking.
Okay, hon.
Grape.
That was chocolate.
Loser.
Yeah, there you go.
I knew it was...
Well, anyway, it's disgusting, so let's stop it.
Hello everyone, welcome to Private Parts Podcast. This is where we read the most intimate and sordid details of our lives. Today.
In fact, someone tweeted me saying, don't eat anymore in the podcast, it's horrible. And I was like, I know, I agree. I never do, but Jamie always does, so...
Who tweeted you that?
Someone. That was me, actually.
You tweeted that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we have Sophie Herman on the podcast today. Whoop, whoop!
Hello!
Has it upset you that there's now a restaurant called Herman the German?
No, it's actually, like, amazing. Plus, I'm doing a collaboration with them for a Christmas sausage.
Did they name their restaurant after you?
Wait, hold on. Let's start that again.
Unfortunately, they don't.
You're doing a collaboration with them for a Christmas sausage.
Yeah.
What kind of sausage are you making?
It's going to be called the Herminator. I came up with that brilliant name.
Yeah, that's quite creative.
I know, right? Yeah. And it's going to be a truffle mayo.
I fucking hate truffle.
I fucking love truffle, so shuddy uppy now.
Why would you make it a truffle sausage?
Why not?
Because I feel like...
Because it's the season. Like, just because you have no idea when white truffle season is...
I don't think anyone does apart from you.
Of course. Everyone knows. Like in late November, December, that's when spring has sprung in Alba.
But is truffle what you would associate with Christmas? I mean...
Yeah.
Really?
Definitely. So yeah, anything that's like rich and decadent.
Mm. Yeah, you have mistletoe, you have cinnamon, and you have truffle. That's what you have mixed into Christmas. But this is interesting, right? So I want to ask you. So speaking of Christmas, right? You're German. Mm. You grew up in Germany, just outside Munich.
Not really. Outside Stuttgart.
Stuttgart.
Were you just guessing there?
Yeah. Just name dropping.
You're name dropping cities in Germany. I know Düsseldorf, Stuttgart and Munich. And that's the only ones I know. Oh, and Berlin.
Yeah.
What is Christmas like in the Herman household? Is it like a tradition? Is it like the English one or is it different?
I mean, we don't have bread sauce, so to start with.
Pretzels?
Bread sauce, of course.
Pretzels?
No, who has pretzels for Christmas?
She's saying bread sauce?
Bread sauce. Bread sauce. That's like the grossest thing I've ever witnessed in my life.
Bread sauce is delicious.
It's gross. It's unnecessary carbs.
I'm not a fan of bread sauce personally, but I can see the appeal.
It's like a peasant's like
It's sauce. Not like a peasant's...
Of course it's peasant sauce because they had nothing else to like cook it with. That's where it comes from. Anyway, we love Christmas. So we have an advent calendar, first of all, to start the whole season with.
Same as us.
Well, but in Germans, it's like traditional.
Germans have like a, am I right? And you have a present on each day before Christmas, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And my mom picks it out all year long herself, so she makes it special. Not if we don't get like shit.
And
chocolate.
They're like proper presents. They don't get like it's not like a stocking filler every day before Christmas. They actually get a proper present every day before Christmas.
Wait, leading up to when? 25 days.
Leading up to Christmas.
24, because that's when everyone else in the world is celebrating Christmas.
Wait, so explain
on
this
the
again.
24th.
Wait, so explain this again. So Christmas is very much the same. So you have this. So you get a present every single day leading up to Christmas.
Yes. A small one, but a very thoughtful
just
one.
Just like a Rolex or a...
I mean, no.
Like a ring or something?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Gold-plated,
like,
though.
But like
However,
what?
Also then, I mean, it depends, you know. We used to get like stuff for school. Now it's makeup, a lot of fashion jewelry.
That's so sweet.
Condoms.
And you throw those in the bin pretty quick.
Anyway,
no use for these.
I'll be the same.
Or you just go around plucking a little hole in them.
What's wrong with you? You always take it one step too far. Like always below the waist line, right?
But I quite like this. So Christmas parade is...
So then also, by the way, we celebrate Sankt Nikolaus, which is on the 7th. Yes. So on the 7th of December, we celebrate the actual Santa Claus, Sankt Nikolaus, who gave half of his coat to the poor when they needed it.
What coat is this?
It was a pretty rich velvet coat. And
and they give it to half. So he said that he gave it to half.
Well, he needed half of it to like make it to his house before like...
Oh, right. Crazy. So he just was half... He had a half of it on?
Yeah. It's a cape. Or he
cut it in half.
Isn't that a bit douchey? I mean, literally... So
how dare you insult our holy Sankt Nikolaus?
I feel like that. So, okay, let's just go through this very quickly. So we got Jesus, who literally gave up everything, right? He gave up, like, everything. He was crucified on the cross. He was given a... And we congratulate him, we praise him.
Congrats, mate.
Congrats. Happy B-Day.
No, we do.
Big congrats on the crucifixion. Top marks
looking
from all the lads.
No,
but we do. We got other saints. You've got Saint Nicholas.
Saint Nicholas,
who walked home... And while walking past the poor people, was like, oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give half my coat to I'm guessing, thousands of people. Thousands of people he
it
gave half
a coat. It was a pretty large coat,
yeah, but
Jamie.
He might be massive.
Exactly.
And they might have made thousands of coats from that.
It's also the thought that counts and the moral of the story.
And also, there's a lesson in that.
Yeah.
Don't be... totally altruistic, because if you gave away his coat, he'd freeze to death. So be altruistic to a limit so that you're not endangering your life in
the
cold.
But he was walking home.
He was riding. But
So even quicker. He was going to get home faster.
It was a long, long way.
What are you suggesting, that he should just ride home naked? That would have given a whole new meaning to... Christmas.
I know. I feel like... I mean,
talk about jingle bells, right?
I feel like if you're going to be a saint, you're going to like really praise someone. They need to do something big. I feel like being on a horse, going home, and you walk... You're traveling
There's
past
There's more
like,
to the story. Jamie.
Okay, go on. Yeah. What's more to it?
I don't know it by heart. I'm sorry I didn't like study it now. But the actual ritual, what we do is children put... You put your boot out... in front of the door.
What's so funny about that?
There's nothing funny about that. But
your Louboutins.
The loop. I mean, it has a red sole. It's very Christmassy. And so you put that out. And then when you come back from school, then there will be another gift inside das Boot. So
I love that.
It's a lot of gifts.
It's a really expensive time of year for the Germans.
I mean, we know how to party. What
but also, you probably must get disappointed, right? Because I remember when I had the Tooth Fairy. Do you have the Tooth Fairy?
Yeah.
Okay, and you have the Easter Bunny?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have all the same things that we do. Mm-hmm. And I remember that I lost a tooth. Mm-hmm. And at my house, I was given a pound underneath my pillow, and that's what I had. I was given a pound. Mm. And I went and spent a night at my friend Josh Connick's house. And
sounds hot.
Yeah, I went back, lost my tooth at his house.
Oh,
and in the morning, I woke up in the morning and I found a 50p coin. And I must have spent a good hour looking for the other 50p. Because I was like, well, where the fuck is the other 50p gone? Because normally I'm given a pound and I don't know where it is. So I assume with you, Soph, is that when you come home every single night, mm-hmm. You want it to be
a good... doesn't come home every night.
Yeah, some nights you get to double up on the presents because you haven't come home the night before. Those condoms did come in use. But you come back. And if your present isn't good, what are you... Are you then like, what the fuck?
No, I'm a pretty good actress. So I just like played through it because I didn't want to like jinx the next days.
And okay, and so then you...
Did you keep your teeth also? Like I had a little like porcelain box where I kept them.
No, gross.
What? Gross. I wanted a necklace out of it.
Out of your teeth?
But wait, how did you get a
lot of precious DNA that information.
The tooth fairy takes the tooth and leaves some money.
Well, we kind of just got the money and kept the tooth. Mm. Actually,
you got a good bargain there.
I know. But we didn't really get money. We got little golden charms for like bracelets and necklaces. Mm. We're a very girly household.
I want to get this. So you're leading up to Christmas. You have those 25 days of Christmas and you're getting a present.
24.
Still. And you get 24 different presents and then you get to the day of Christmas and you call it in German...
Weihnachten.
You call it what?
Weihnachten.
So sing a Weihnachten song.
No.
Yeah. We wish you a merry Weihnachten. Does it go?
No.
There must be, what is it?
It's like, oh, Tannenbaum, you know that one.
Oh, yeah, so I'll say, oh, Tannenbaum,
wie grün sind deine Blätter.
Oh my God, it's so cute.
It's cute, no?
But so what is Christmas one more time?
Weihnachten.
I don't think that's as...
Es weihnachtet sehr. It means like it's super Christmassy.
Yeah, but I don't think that sounds as Christmassy as Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas gives
El me... Frohe Weihnachten sounds super like...
El Fjordese Weihnachten. El Fjordese Weihnachten. That's what it kind of sounds like. So you... Well, so hold on.
For
so
the
you,
untrained ear, it might.
So you wake up in Weihnachten and you...
Brilliant accent there.
Did you do that, Francis?
Weihnachten. It's like a Weihnachten. Cat. Like... Good one. But Francis knows.
Say it one more time, Francis.
Ich liebe Deutschland.
Mm. Deutschland liebt dich auch.
Ah, danke.
Kein Problem.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Ah, ein bisschen.
Ein bisschen. Mm.
Remember that my first scene on Made in Chelsea, Francis told me he's got a long snake in his pants in German. I was like, what show did I end up
What show am I suddenly coming on to?
I know.
That was actually the first line I said to you.
Yeah, that was great. Nice what icebreaker.
Is the line? What is the line?
Ich habe eine lange Schlange in meiner Hose.
That actually happened.
That actually happened.
Yeah.
But okay, I want to get this. So you're waking up on your Christmas day.
But we celebrate it on Weihnachtsabend, Christmas Eve.
So then you don't have a Christmas Day party?
We do on the 25th, but not really. Because, I mean, my parents are divorced, so we have about 15 Christmases with the whole party to catch up on. But the actual holy night is when we celebrate and exchange the gifts and
So you don't have a Santa Claus that comes visits you with a stocking. You have it.
Well, he comes on the 6th and fills up your boot. So
what a
with
weird.
Cum.
How confused are you now? Level from 1 to 10.
Okay, so hang on. So then you have all this thing. You have family. You come from a divorced family. You have loads of brothers and sisters. And then, so when was the time that you started speaking English and you came over to the UK?
I was just at the question. I thought it was funny. When was the time when you started speaking English and came to the UK?
Yeah.
Really interesting. Phraseology there.
Yeah, but it's true, right?
I mean, I was always really good in languages in general. So I always aced it in school. And then my parents would always talk about me and my sister in different languages. So we tried to like pick up as soon as, like as fast as possible, so we could figure out what the fuck they're talking about.
Which other languages?
Italian, Spanish, French, the huge.
That is the best thing. So Sophie, the best thing about Sophie is that there are all these like German sayings the entire time. And my favorite German saying that you have, and this doesn't really, in the UK, I think we have sayings in the UK? Like,
Yeah, of course.
Like what do we have? Like
idioms, like all sorts of things.
Like
you know.
A bird in the hand.
A bird in the hand or, you know, I mean, there's countless sayings, you know.
Okay, but the German ones are really...
They're better.
They are so good.
Well, like, Germans have more specific words for certain emotions.
They're very descriptive.
Which are descriptive in and of themselves, like Schadenfreude or things like that. So there's a lot of... you probably don't know what that is.
No, he looked very confused.
Schadenfreude?
Schadenfreude is when you're basically happy about the misery of something else, someone else.
Well, my favorite German saying is the one where a good pirate... Have you heard this one, Francis? It is so good. So you said in German first.
Ein guter Pirat sticht auch ins rote Meer.
A good pirate
sails the Red Sea.
Oh, right.
Which is so good. And what's the other one?
Not prudes, that's for sure.
No, you're not prudes. This is the best thing about it. What's the other one which you talk about? It's about you giving blowjobs. There's one about... Is there not
what?
One of,
it's oh, Standgebläse. When you like have a really short girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's called a Standgebläse, which basically means... There's not even like a real... It's basically from the orchestra because Gebläse means to blow.
So. Yeah.
It's got a deep background there.
I love the history of it.
I know, it's beautiful. So the Standgebläse would be an instrument that you can blow from or play while standing up.
Oh, right.
So that you do the same with the flute.
Is that what you called... what's her name?
What? Who?
What's her name?
Oh, hey. The Canadian Mimi. Yeah.
Did you?
She is. I mean, she's even below that. So it's more like a tea bag there.
Hang on, stop what you're doing because we've got a word from our sponsors.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Whew, there we go. Now, let's get back into it.
Wait, so what's it? It's called a Standgebläse.
Standgebläse.
And so it basically means you can give a blowjob
while... Standing up.
Jamie, would you say you're a bit of a Standgebläse?
Either you have to be very short or you just date a giant, so that also works.
But, so then you grew up in Germany and then you went...
You're eating again.
Sorry, you went to school in Germany as well, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, I went to school in a lot of different places because I got expelled a lot.
But is that because you were naughty or is that because you just didn't fit in that well at school?
Like, who would expel anyone for not fitting in? Like, that's pretty racist.
Yeah, what? I didn't really think that one through. Yeah, yeah. Look, you know what?
And I was like, this will be a good question.
You don't belong here.
Yeah, I quite like that, yeah. You get a point. Can Sophie Herman please come to the headmaster? Look, you're not really fitting in.
I'm sorry. Instead of asking you to leave, I'm going to expel you.
Oh, no, obviously, yeah. I was a little monster.
To really rub it in that you're not fitting in.
Your I'm face not. Just doesn't match the school, yeah.
Well, there's a house at Radley where you get bullied out and put in that house, right? Yeah. What's it called?
Well, it wasn't terrible. Really like that. There was a house that if you were kind of... What is
you
it?
Were in it, weren't you?
No, I wasn't in it.
But it was definitely in it.
No, I was not in it. What is it called? What is it called when you're like... The misfits, in a sense.
What do you mean?
If you're like a misfit, right? So they're like the misfits. Oh, you would go
in
to...
German or
no, just in English. So if you're like a
yeah, yeah. Der
the misfits. What's the misfits in English?
Yeah, but the misfits. This place they used to go to.
Uh-huh.
If you didn't quite like fit in at school, so they would send you to this other house where you would then
special.
Yeah, the misfits house, and that's where they'd all go. And they all just really like. There was a guy there that I remember that when I was my first year at Radley. You could. He was one of these people that you could just like really annoy. So if you annoyed him,
so you bullied him.
No, I knew you were going to say that. I didn't bully him at all.
You didn't bully him.
And it wasn't even me that bullied him. No, but you could annoy him so much, and then he would chase you. So you played this game where I wasn't. I would just watch.
You would just watch. Yeah,
I would just watch.
Right.
But he chased my friend Tom Hoyer-Miller once with a compass. And he ran around and stabbed the compass into the back of his shoulder, and it got stuck in his.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I used to chase around.
Are you sure that wasn't a real school, or was that just?
No, that was
like...
happening at a school. But what kind of things, naughty things, did you do at school?
Well, I ran away. I know. I smoked a lot of weed. yeah, I basically
Francis
got
knows
drunk
about that.
A lot. So the first school I went to, I lasted 7 weeks. And my entire family went there. That was a boarding school at the Bodensee. Very picturesque. And I just hated this whole idea of, you know, like we are one community and we all have to look the same. All the girls looked literally like out of a Ralph Lauren. Like,
yeah, but that's quite sweet. Then,
I know, because I looked like Legally Blonde and I arrived in a tutu. So I didn't fit in.
Yeah, but I think you did. But then you...
No.
But you're you're the type of person as well too. You quite like being center of attention. Well, you like being center of attention. You like...
I am the center of
yeah,
attention.
Yeah, you like being the boss and things like that. Yeah. So you would have come into these schools, I assume, and you would have been the queen bee, right?
Definitely.
Yeah, so then why...
But you would have to establish that first because there were other queen bees trying to bully you.
How did you go about establishing that? Do you get them in the shower or...
Oh, there were these sort of rituals as well, but by the
what
third...
What do you mean rituals?
Well, you know, how do you call that?
Hazing.
Like a, yeah.
Hazing?
I mean,
hazing.
It sounds about right, but yeah.
Hazing? What is hazing?
So it's like a ritual. Every hazing. Boarding school has their own ritual. So first, in the first one, you get thrown in a river. That was terrible.
What is this?
I know. Then in the second one, they put me
sea.
Like in a shower. And like, what?
Out
not
to
in the Red Sea, thank God. And in the last one, I arrived in my last boarding school in Switzerland actually wearing a tiara because I just couldn't be fucked to explain what I am anymore.
So you just did that? You just came in there straight like that?
I was just like... Yeah, that's
it's quite
me.
Hardcore.
Take it in.
Jamie did the same thing at Radley.
Yeah, I just arrived at school in my tiara.
Yeah.
But I think that boys, girls' schools are so much harder than boys' schools.
Well, my ours were mixed because we're not weird.
Are yours were mixed?
All of them.
Is that what
you... Can you imagine me in an all-girls school?
Yeah, like, I can. If I was your...
It would be like the virgin suicide.
I would have... So you went... I didn't realize you went to a co-ed school.
Duh.
So what age were you kind of...
15 in my when I came to boarding school.
When you...
Just in my prime.
Wait, so were you one of these girls, okay, fine, when you came to boarding school then?
Yeah.
And you went to a co-ed school, you were kind of the queen bee, things like that.
Yeah.
Were the boys automatically interested in you or you...
Definitely.
They were?
Yeah, but also all the boys were in puberty, so obviously they were all like...
Yeah, but were you but did and you were interested back or were you just never when did you become interested in boys?
Actually quite late, but like I mean my first kiss I had with 13 with a guy who I was seeing for 7 years. So
7 years?
I know.
What?
Uh-huh.
That's making him wait. I mean
we really played it slow.
Wait, how old was he?
The same age.
Oh, right.
38. Wait, so you, and where did you kiss him?
Where did we get? Oh, he also had braces. So in the end, my mouth was bleeding.
Like, oh my God.
It was awful. It was actually rather rough. In my bed in our house at the Garda Lake. Yeah. It was our holiday. His family had a holiday house there. Mine had one. Get it? So every year. Yeah.
And you guys, and what was his name? What was his first name?
Philip Koch.
Philip Koch.
Yeah.
Did he ever go, will you touch my Koch?
No, Koch means cook in German. Yeah, yeah. I know, yeah. So not you, as funny.
So you really. kissed her.
Will you touch my cook? His name's Larry.
So you kissed it 14 and then 13, sorry. And then when did you take one step further? How old were you?
Second base.
Yeah, when was second base? I don't even know.
Third base. Second base is boobs, no?
I don't know. What are the base? Francis, you know.
So the first base is texting. Second base is...
That's not right. No,
second base is emailing.
No.
Third base is meeting up.
Okay, here we go. And
then fourth base is...
Okay, here we go. So this is supposedly... So here we go.
Here's adorable.
These are supposedly the bases. Okay, some people consider French kissing as getting to first base. Mm. Okay, you passed that one. Mm. Second base is direct physical contact, usually meaning hands to her breast. So when was second base for you?
Like same year, I guess.
Really? That's what... I think boys literally didn't even... I always say this.
Wait, so second base... So what's
boobs are second base. Francis.
What about cupping the balls?
That's 15th.
Is that? But that could be like.
Did you just cup your own balls when you talked about that? That's gross.
No, I didn't.
Oh, God.
Also, how low are your balls? Like your hand is. Have you just got out of bath? I mean, what's happening?
It's very weighty.
Yeah, you can sense the weight in his hand.
gross.
Third base may include manual or oral sex with either
manual.
Manual.
It's called a wank.
Oh.
Look it up.
Yeah. You can reach third base with yourself.
I think you reached it just right now.
I think you go all the way with yourself every night, Jamie. Stop playing coy.
You can reach third base with yourself. That's wicked.
I wonder what your flesh like is categorized.
That's why Marilyn Manson had his ribs removed.
Yeah, but I don't think that's true.
Of course.
No, he didn't have his ribs removed.
No, but apparently...
To give himself a BJ.
Like one in seven men can do that.
Well, I'm sure that depends on the schlong, no?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Well, I mean, I can't imagine people would be able to, like... Do anything meaningful with that, is it?
I think you should try and come back and tell us about it.
Wait, so hang, just quickly tell me. So then third base. How old are you and where are you when you hit third base?
It was just...
What is your fixation with asking her when...
The bases.
Because we're on the top. I Googled this thing, topic. So I don't want to waste it,
I mean, the third base is handy.
Sorry, you were 13.
Right?
Yeah, what? So tell me about it. Tell me about when you hit third base.
I think it all went down pretty quickly after like 14. just after my 15th birthday, because my boyfriend was 19 and I kind of wanted to make it legal. So there we go.
So that's why you did it.
I really wanted to do it.
But I think because Francis went to an all-boys school and I went to an all-boys school.
That's why you're so messed up.
No, I don't think it's so messed up. I just think that... I definitely think there's an issue with sending people to same-sex schools where you become... When you...
It definitely confuses you, you know?
It doesn't confuse you. I didn't think that I wanted to have sex with guys because I went...
No, you always knew that.
I didn't think that.
I think it's a very dangerous game putting young, like, fruity booties, like, out like you into boarding school and then they just dry hump the wall.
I think there's no, like, general rule. I think it depends completely on the student and the pupil, because some people are more suited to mixed schools, some people are more suited to boys' schools, some people... I think it's not as simple as, oh yeah, boys' schools
are
bad.
Yeah, but you have to like kind of like practice how to interact with women for... Basically, it's a preparation for your
you do.
Life.
You do. We had socials and various... I saw girls every Friday.
Wow.
At boring
Shut
dancing.
Up. Yeah. Shut up, no, you
That's
didn't.
Why you think like third base is texting. Sorry, Francis.
I love how he was bragging about that job.
Every Friday.
I saw girls every Friday. No, I think what happened for boarding school for me...
That is braggable, though.
For boarding school for me, what happened was is that I think because I was at boarding school from the age of 8 years old.
Oh my God, you were a baby.
I was a baby. And so what happened was that I had a problem when you leave. So I went from being at home to boarding school to then being at university and being with friends. And then when you come out of university and not surrounding that, the problem is that you're so used to being around friends and people like that the entire time that it then becomes weird when you're not surrounded because your whole life you've been around them.
Yeah. So you're just trying to say you've got loads of friends.
No, but I became codependent on friendships.
Yeah, right. That happens a lot.
And I think that's what happens in boarding school.
But that's a personality trait. I think that's down to temperament and whether you are comfortable, I suppose, being
in your own company.
Yeah, I think I enjoy being amongst a group or by myself equally as much. Both have value in them in terms of...
So what do you prefer being in a group or by yourself?
That really depends if I'm high or not.
if you're high, you like to be by yourself because you start freaking out. Oh my God, how...
No, I mean, I love being with friends, but I really also appreciate some just alone time.
But for me, when I smoked weed a little bit at university, I tried it at university, and for me, it never really hit the spot.
I'm not surprised. You're very like, you're like a rubber ball. You're like constantly jumping up and down, like hyper.
But so are you. You're exactly the same.
No.
I think you are.
Not really, no. In company, yes, but then as soon as I go home, I'm like the hermit, Herman the hermit, and love to like...
So you have the children, that's why kind of weeding, that's kind of your...
I like that. It's like a yin and yang of my life. Like, it balances me out.
And it mellows you. Okay, this is an interesting thing, because you're mentioning that and stuff like that. What do you think the perception is? Because we haven't spoken about Main Chelsea and things like that, and a lot of people, you know... A lot of people, I have a idea of what you are like, and that's good or bad, however you want to see it, right? It depends on what you think. And some people have a super positive thing. Probably some people have a negative thing, like all of us.
Yeah.
What do you think is the biggest misconception of you there that people think?
That she's German.
Actually, that's true, because I did a test on Ancestry.com.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and apparently I'm 20% English.
Oh, really?
I know.
So you found your way home. Welcome.
I know, thanks. Woo. So the biggest misperception is that I'm...
Misconception.
Whatever. It's
Sorry,
okay.
Got to correct her on her English, otherwise she'll never learn.
Be careful.
What do you think it is?
What is it? Maybe that I'm... Everyone who meets me is like, oh my God, you're so sweet. You're so nice. Like, obviously, I can be a massive bitch if I want to.
Yeah, that is true.
But that's probably like the biggest.
I think... Well, also for you, I think... And they'll be... You know, this is like where we're honest. I'm close to you, right? I know you pretty well. And I think you're incredibly funny. You can be a dick, but you can also be really friendly. But I think the one thing about you that no one really knows is that you are highly intelligent.
Thank you.
No, it's true though. You are.
But
no, you,
why doesn't that? I don't know if that's an insult.
No, it's not an insult.
Like a
backhanded
comment.
No, it's not.
You'd
a backhanded
never
comment.
Know.
No. But what you wouldn't know about, you're incredibly interested in history and like especially your family history. You know a lot about that and all these different things. And I think that's what's, you know, there are so many things when I've had conversations with you and stuff like that. You know, Sophie and I lived together when we were in Croatia filming out there. We would have, she left a half-eaten Snickers bar in the fridge.
Me, that was Miles.
We lived together, we'd have these arguments with each other. But I didn't realize that how knowledgeable you are lot of things. But it was that because, but you're then saying you were expelled from so many different schools and those kind of things. So where did that knowledge come from?
You didn't get all your knowledge from school, do you?
Well, I think if you're, but this is, normally if you're a troubled kid, if you're a troubled kid and you're expelled from loads of different schools, you know, me and you were troubled kids, right, Franz? But you weren't really expelled from any schools, right?
I was expelled twice. Yeah.
Not from oratory, weren't we?
Why were you expelled, Francis?
First time was fighting and the second time was like... It's like hacking or something like that.
But not from oratory, right?
No, not from oratory.
So before, so you started oratory when you were like 14 or whatever it was?
Yes, yeah.
What did you hack? It's quite Zuckerberg-y of you.
No, I changed the fortnightly reports in I got a teacher's account.
And, ooh, clever.
And charged boys to change their Fortnite's.
But if you're like a troubled kid, right? So this is
quite good business, actually.
If you're troubled,
I wasn't really troubled. I just didn't like rules, and I didn't like to obey to anyone who abused their power, like a stupid physics teacher.
I think what you're trying to say, Jamie, if you don't mind me taking a stab at it, is that people who you think that people who get expelled from school are somehow anti-intellectual, but I don't.
I'm not saying that at all. No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that Sophie.
I think it's often the opposite.
He wants to know where I gathered all of my wisdom.
Yeah, because you have a lot of information, and she was inspired from a lot of different schools. You were focusing on loads of different things. Where did you read a lot? Where did you gather your knowledge from?
The telly. No, my mom actually is a highly intelligent person as well, and she speaks about 7 languages fluent. She's got a PhD in art history. My dad is he's also very smart. And it's just like conversations you have with them and during dinners and then traveling the world with them. And I was always really, I sucked at math so bad and all of the sciences, basically. So I aced it in arts and all the languages. So I definitely just used the left side of the brain. So that's probably what impresses you.
Well, then you'll be very good at this, because every single week on the podcast we do a question of the week and you have to try and guess this one right. So Francis, let's have the question of the week.
All right, the question of the week is right here in my pocket. Let me just get it.
How do you don't know?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
What is...
He just third based himself.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Oh, here it is. I just found it.
There's no... Okay. The question of the week is, what is...
Yeah?
Bark made out of?
Wood?
You've already done this one, I think.
Obviously, that's not the question.
It's made out of wood, idiot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hold on. Okay.
Dog breath? No.
Okay, what is... Okay, I've got one for you. What percentage of the population, what percentage of the female population can achieve orgasm by nipple stimulation alone?
Oh my God. Nipple stimulation alone? Probably I don't know, 2?
So it seems like you're not having much fun.
I mean, sorry, but I like to focus on more things than just the nipple.
What else do you focus on apart from the nipples? There's nothing else, is there?
I mean, third base all the way.
Third base, right.
Yeah.
Right, Francis is going to tell us in part 2. Please stick around.
You guys can have a guess at it? 2%, you said?
Yeah, not many, that's for sure.
All right, Jamie?
I know the answer in this one.
How do you know?
Because you've told me before.
All right,
so okay. What is it?
No.
Well, we find out in part 2.
Hey, so are you going to stick around for part 2?
Maybe.
All right. Everyone, stick around for part 2. We're going to have the answer to the question of the week and loads more stories. And Sophie Herman is going to be talking more German. See you in part 2.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.